Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. Democratic incumbent Senator John Tester raised more than $8 million in the first quarter of the year, and Monday his campaign announced that figure sets a record for the best first quarter fundraising in a Montana Senate race. His Republican opponent, Tim Sheehy, brought in more than $3 million in the first quarter. Tester is seen as a top GOP target in the Republican Party's efforts to flip the Senate this November. Working to improve a school's environment for learning is never ending. Richland County Superintendent of Schools, Reverend Dr. Tim Tharp, says that is one of the responsibilities of any elected county superintendent of schools.
A kid that's distracted or depressed is not going to learn at the same rate that they should. So if we can try to make sure that they have the right support for their social emotional needs, that's going to feed into academic growth.
Keeping you connected. This is the Northern News Network.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are only human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help. And that's why we're here, is to help each other. And we're secluded and we're isolated. And in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
A new sewer system proposal for downtown Sealy Lake could be finalized in the next year and will be more flexible to address issues that led voters to scrap the last sewer proposal in 2021. That was the closest the town has ever been to a system. Both the health department and the sewer board are looking into finding grant money and considering different design formats that could be cheaper for residents. The Helena Business Improvement District will have an open house April 23rd to discuss the installation of a downtown public restroom, possibly at Constitution Park, where a portable toilet now sits. The city has committed $98,000 to the project, while Lewis and Clark County has pledged $35,000. The Going to the Sun Road in Glacier National Park is open to hikers and bikers at last check at lower elevations, but could see a spring snowstorm today into Wednesday. The east side is open to rising sun to motor vehicles, the west side to Lake McDonald Lodge. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.